Johannesburg. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has expressed concern following various reports that the Public Gathering Act of 2026 has already been assented to by President Hakainde Hichilema into law. NGOCC Executive Director Anne Bewe Anamela says this move undermines democracy, transparency and good governance even as the country heads to the 2026 general election. Ms. Anamela further expressed concern that the bill was rushed through the National Assembly without genuine stakeholder scrutiny, leaving the involved parties with restricted options of accepting it or reverting to rescind the Public Order Act. This approach is worrisome, undemocratic and smacks of bad governance, said Ms. Anamela in a statement issued to RSV News today. Ms. Anamela also cited reports in Mazabuka where the police invoked Section 9 of the Act to disperse supporters of former UPND Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo and block his campaign launch as an independent candidate for Mazabuka Central constituency. She stated the government has openly communicated on laws relating to free education, pensions and retirement security, stressing that its silence on a law affecting the constitutional rights to assemble under Article 21 of the Constitution is concerning. Ms. Anamela added that women candidates, independent aspirants, civil society advocates and civic educators call for the freedom to assemble, organize and speak to citizens. The organization has therefore called on government to immediately confirm when the bill was assented to and explain why the public was not informed.
This is not a minor procedural lapse, but an affront to democratic accountability, legality and the rule of law. This approach is worrisome, undemocratic, and smacks of bad governance. NGOCC therefore demands that government immediately confirm when the bill was assented and explain why the public was not informed.
The Zambia Police Service has apprehended four suspects in connection with the recent violence that occurred in Chawama, Lusaka. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says all four suspects were on the police wanted list in connection with the political violence that occurred in John Howard area of Chawama on June 5, 2026. Mr. Chilabi disclosed that suspects were apprehended at Protea Hotel in Chipata on June 9, 2026, among a group of individuals who had gathered outside the hotel. He has identified the suspects as Ricky Chambawilo, 43, Thomas Mvula, 41, Peter Mwaba, 42, and Rickson Piri, 46. Mr. Chilabi said the suspects are wanted in connection with offences including aggravated robbery, malicious damage to property, assault, and unlawful wounding. Brief facts on the matter are that suspects were part of a group involved in the political violence in Chawama, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RSV News today. Mr. Chilabi added that the four suspects are in police custody awaiting formal charges.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to confirm the apprehension of four suspects in connection with the recent violence that occurred in Chawama compound, Lusaka. The suspects have been identified as Ricky Chambawiro, 43, Thomas Mvula, 41, Peter Mwava, 42, and Rickson Piri, aged 46. All four suspects are residents of Lusaka and were on the police wanted list in connection with the political violence that occurred in John Howard area of Chawama on June 5, 2026.
The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, has warned the public against purchasing medicines from unlicensed pharmacies and informal outlets. ZAMRA Inspector for Good Distribution Practices and Access, Rose Chanda, says medicines obtained from unregistered sources may be substandard, fortified and improperly stored, a situation which may worsen a patient's condition instead of providing the much-needed treatment. Speaking in an interview with RSV News, Ms. Chanda said the use of unsafe medicines remains a public health concern as it leads to prolonged illness, disability, hospitalization, and in severe cases, death. She said that consumers have a responsibility to verify the legitimacy of medicine outlets before making purchases, stating that licensed pharmacies operate under strict regulatory standards designed to protect public health. Ms. Chanda further said members of the public should look out for displayed operating licenses and regulatory certifications, adding that registered facilities are required to have qualified pharmaceutical personnel available to provide professional guidance. She has since urged citizens to request to speak to a pharmacist when seeking medication, as they are trained and legally authorized to guide the safe and effective use of medicines. Meanwhile, Zamra Licensing Officer Francis Chola says proper storage remains a critical factor in maintaining the safety, quality and effectiveness of medicines. Mr. Chola warned that exposure to unsuitable temperatures, humidity and poor handling conditions can compromise medicines long before their expiry date, reducing their effectiveness and potentially endangering patients. He has since urged the public to avoid purchasing expired medicines and to exercise caution when using drugs that have been stored for extended periods, adding that medicine safety begins with both proper regulation and responsible consumer practices. Battlecry for Zambia founder Apostle Brian Mayambu has applauded President Hakainde Hichilema's call for unity in ensuring that late former President Edgar Lungu is accorded a dignified burial. Yesterday, during the burial of late Chief Mpezeni IV, President Hichilema emphasized the importance of giving Mr. Lungu a dignified send-off. Apostle Mayambu has urged both the government and the Lungu family to continue with negotiations aimed at resolving the burial impasse and bringing the matter to a conclusion. We continue to encourage the Lungu family and the government to keep engaging in constructive dialogue over the burial impasse so that Mr. Lungu can be laid to rest, said Apostle Mayambu in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. In African news, police in South Africa have launched a manhunt after 12 people were killed in a mass shooting at an informal settlement in Johannesburg. At least 10 suspects, heavily armed with rifles, entered the Jumpers informal settlement in the suburb of Cleveland late on Tuesday night and opened fire before fleeing in a white vehicle, officials said. The motive for the attack, in which another 9 people were injured, is still being investigated. Coming up shortly, U.S. strikes Iran in response to downing of military helicopter. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The U.S. says it has carried out a series of strikes on Iranian military and surveillance sites in response to the downing of an American helicopter in the Gulf. Air defense systems, ground control stations, and radar sites were targeted near the Strait of Hormuz, the U.S. Military Central Command, CENTCOM, said. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said it launched strikes on 21 targets at U.S. bases in the region, one in Bahrain and the other in Jordan, while Kuwait's army said it was also intercepting an attack. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has expressed concern following various reports that the Public Gathering Act of 2026 has already been assented to by President Hakainde Hichilema into law. The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, has warned the public against purchasing medicines from unlicensed pharmacies and informal outlets. And police in South Africa have launched a manhunt after 12 people were killed in a mass shooting at an informal settlement in Johannesburg. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCB News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
Each taxpayer is required to give
evidence of economic activities or business transactions such as books, records or invoices as required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.